You can ask. I can answer up to my knowledge. It may be wrong, it may be right.
It seems to me that after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, I am putting more trust in the Chaitya Guru within.
Hmm?
The Chaitya Guru?
Chaitya Guru.
I am putting more trust in Chaitya Guru. Is this normal to do after the disappearance of your Guru? And how can we develop more the ability to take guidance from Krishna in the heart in order to help us serve our Guru? I want to respect the advice of my God brothers, but they have many different opinions, so I try to surrender more also to Chaitya Guru. I wanted to ask you about that.
My opinion is that Guru is always present. But we are not seeing. But His mercy, and He Himself is present to us, and always giving mercy. So, I need more pray to our Gurudev, beloved Gurudev. He is always present. As in the present time of our Gurudev, your Gurudev, we are serving and wanting guidance.
Yes.
This time also, you should not see that our Guru is not present, so we should go to our Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is always, and Diksha Guru is also present. So why we should not go to our Diksha Guru?
Just as much.
There
as
is
before.
No lackness of our Diksha Guru. He is always present. But we should pray to Him that You should reveal in our heart. Chaitya Guru, without praying, He will do what He has to do. And He is Krishna. See, He is always wanting that all my dears should come to Me. So He is hankering to do mercy. So I think it is better to pray our Gurudev to reveal the one in our heart, and in our heart He should ये भाव जगाएं कि हम लोग कैसे उनकी सेवा कर सकते हैं. He should give proper guidance in our heart that how we could serve more and more to Him. I think it is the proper way.
Yes.
And Sikha Guru can do, who is the Mahant Guru. Dikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. And Siksha Guru is also Mahant Guru. If one has Siksha Guru, he should go to Siksha Guru time to time and take advice what to do, how to do, how to serve Radha Krishna. I think if we are very honest to our Guru, He would certainly and certainly come in our heart, and He will make see us the real path.
That's a very satisfying understanding.
I see
in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, that thousands and thousands of years, lakhs and lakhs years were
have been passed.
Passed. But yet Gurudev comes to Gop Kumar. Or Srimati Radhika sends his near dear Gop Kumar to Jansarma to show path. And they are eager to do mercy upon them. So if our Gurudev is in that level, and we are in the level of Jansarma or true devotees, Krishna and Gurudev will surely have mercy upon us. We don't think this question. Not a single time this question has come to my mind, because I have full faith in our Guru and in Krishna. I always pray my Gurudev that he should give me how we can serve him, and how we can have charam purushartha. Charam purushartha, you know?
Purushartha. No, not charam.
Charam, the last
goal, ultimate goal.
Yes.
Last purushartha. Yesterday we were reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Sanatana Goswami is telling that we pray for the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. But not only lotus feet of Krishna, dust of lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna should have kumkum. Kumkum, you know, the collar the gopi used to have in their breast, and they have kept Krishna lotus feet on their breast, and that collar kumkum has lotus feet of the Krishna, and it has been colored, and the dust of that color I went to pour on my head. This is the last purushartha of any jeev at any time. There is no better any purushartha for jeev better than this. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Gurudev and Krishna is also eager always to give this thing, topmost, highest thing to jeev. But if jeev has so much qualification, then they can have. Otherwise, at least this wish should be in the heart of any sadhu.
I may ask another question. I came to see you in 1986.
Hello, acha tumhara to?
And I asked you if it was all right to admit to my disciples that I had made some mistakes. At that time the mistakes were that I was sitting on a Vyasasan, the same level as Sri Prabhupada, and taking a big title like Gurupada, and sitting above my own god brothers. So you told me that if I admitted that these were mistakes, my disciples would not lose faith, but they appreciate the honesty as humility. So since then I try to be very open and honest with disciples and God brothers also. If I feel some envy or some bad thing, I admit it. But some of my God brothers say that I may mislead disciples if I am too open. For example, a few years ago, I read some books by Christian saints. So rather than keep it private, I told that I am doing this. So my question is, should there be a part of life that should be kept private and secret? Or should a sadhu be as open as possible in regard to things like admitting mistakes, but also revealing your mind and also your intimate realizations? What is the relation of the secrecy and the truthfulness?
Some principles or some things are subject for hide, and something is for open. We should always think that it should not be harmful for lower persons or disciples. As we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti, for example, it should not be open to all. It must be kept secret. Only to those who are qualified persons we can tell something. Not all.